It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. For the only time in his Asian tour, President Bush is visiting a country where demonstrators are on the streets. The country is Indonesia, and some of its residents chanted, quote, "We hope Bush dies." That's according to the Reuters News Service. NPR's Don Gagne joins us now from the Indonesian city of Bogor, where the country's presidential palace is located. And Don, I assume that were these protesters visible or audible at all from along the president's route?
No, the president landed at the Jakarta airport and got in a helicopter and flew over the protesters, not even directly over the protesters, but he didn't see any of it. Now, the protests that are taking place here in Bogor are still a ways away from the palace, the huge, heavily fortified compound where the president is. I should note, though, that while these here are relatively small, maybe you could number the people out there protesting in this city as being in the hundreds, there are big protests in at least 10 other cities across Indonesia, and some of those have thousands of people. And you're right, as you mentioned, there have also been reports of death threats. So security is very tight. I can tell you, police, armed police, are everywhere.
Why did the president decide to go to Indonesia?
Well, let me run some numbers for you. This is a country with a population of about 224 million people. 87% of them are Muslim. Now, what's that mean? It means this is the largest democracy with the majority population Muslim in the world. And frankly, it's a population that the president wants to work on having a good relationship with, all those protests notwithstanding. You have often heard, as I have, and anybody who's listened, that this president talks a lot about his belief that Islam and democracy can go hand in hand, that they are not incompatible. He talks about that in his vision for the Iraq of the future. He sees Indonesia as an example of that, a place with religious freedom, with democratic elections, with a moderate leader, and with that huge majority Muslim population.
So what's he discussing with Indonesia's president?
Well, one thing that's on the agenda here is security. The president sees Indonesia as an important ally in the fight against terrorism. There is also a very real concern that Al-Qaeda has an active, significant, and large presence in Indonesia. So that will be a big part of the discussion, ways to confront that. Recall, too, that this is a place where a nightclub in Bali was bombed in 2002, killing a couple hundred people. There have been other bombings in Bali and in Jakarta and elsewhere in the country. It's the kind of place that the White House worries could be a breeding ground for real resentment against the United States. So the president will be here trying to address that. One other thing that we look for him to highlight when he does make a public statement that later on is he'll try to underscore that America is a friend, and he'll talk about the aid that the U.S. sent here after the tsunami hit and devastated parts of this country almost a year ago.
Don, when people talk about another really large Muslim country, Pakistan, there are sometimes questions about which side Pakistan's government is on. Is there any doubt about the allegiances or the loyalty or the alliance with Indonesia's government?
The White House feels that it has a friend in President Yudhoyono here, so they are not talking publicly at all about that. But they are also, the White House and the administration, are very mindful of how much the people here really do resent and dislike President Bush. And a lot of that we're seeing in the protests today, a lot of that is about the Iraq War. A lot of it is about U.S. policy towards Israel.
And very quickly, mechanical problems earlier today on Air Force One. What happened?
Yeah, the president started out the day in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, and we found out that it looked like he was going to take the backup plane here to the airport in Jakarta. There were some problems with the wheels, we have since found out. The tires, there were some issues, but they were able to replace them. The usual plane flew in here and landed just fine.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR's Don Gagne traveling with President Bush, who's finishing his Asian tour with a visit to Indonesia.